California utilities are considering shutting power off again this week to prevent wildfires during high winds. Power company PG&E now says customers can expect planned outages over the next decade as it upgrades its systems. New technology could help more people keep the lights on. Lauren Summer from member station KQED reports.
Along with her neighbors in the Oakland Hills, Sasha von Meyer lost power for about 24 hours during the recent blackouts.
Me personally, it was no big deal. You know, the ice cream got a little soft.
But unlike some of her neighbors, von Meyer understood exactly how dangerous winds can be to the power grid. She's a professor of electrical engineering at UC Berkeley.
I expect this to happen again. I think we are seeing impacts of climate change, and we're also more alert to the consequences.
6 of the 10 most destructive fires in California's history were started by electrical equipment. But power outages hit vulnerable people the hardest, those with medical devices or who can't afford to replace the food in their fridge. So the question is how to make power lines safer. One way, put them underground, which you can see a few blocks from von Meyer's home.
Along that ridge was the line of defense against the fires.
In 1991, a massive fire tore through these hills, burning almost 3,000 homes. PG&E, the electric utility, had to build the power grid from scratch.
And realizing that this was a particularly hazardous fire area, it was put underground.
But burying power lines costs millions of dollars per mile. And PG&E has 81,000 miles of lines. Plus,
if and when something does go wrong, it's a lot harder to find where the problem is and to go fix it.
But von Meyer says there are ways to make overhead power lines safer.
So if you look at the lines right here, a lot of this isn't even 20th century technology. It's kind of 19th century.
You know, wooden poles and metal wires. But the system is starting to go digital, becoming a smart grid. Utilities are installing networks of sensors called synchrophasors that can tell if a power line is broken.
And then within a split fraction of a second, shut the power off to that line before it hits the ground and causes a fire.
And once the power is off in a broken line, keep it off. Utilities usually automatically try to restart power with a device called a recloser.
So it will send power back down the line, and that's standard operation.
That can be a bad idea if the power line is broken. So utilities like San Diego Gas and Electric are making these devices remotely operated. Chief Operating Officer Caroline Wynn says her utility turns off the auto restart during fire season.
Having these high-speed devices that are intelligent and smart is the only way that I believe that we can effectively manage the grid in the future.
Wynn says her utility has made a lot of changes since it was found liable for devastating fires in 2007.
We had friends, family, employees that lost their homes. Because it was so personal to us, we knew we had to do things differently.
But all of this technology costs money, of course. Electricity rates will go up. And one of the most effective ways to prevent wildfires is actually low-tech, trimming the trees around power lines. California utilities have been found underspending on that for years, something regulators are starting to crack down on. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer in San Francisco.